This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. More than 1,000 people were arrested Tuesday in Russia after protesting the prison sentence handed down to opposition politician Alexei Navalny. Navalny was sentenced Tuesday to 2 years and 8 months in a penal colony for violating parole while undergoing treatment for poisoning in Germany. His lawyer says he will appeal the sentence. U.S. Secretary of State Tony Blinken called on the Russian government to immediately and unconditionally release Navalny. The United Kingdom, Germany, France, and others issued similar statements. The monitoring group OVD Info reported the number of protesters arrested. Navalny's team later posted a message to social media thanking supporters and urging them to go home. The message laid the blame for Navalny's sentence squarely on Russian President Vladimir Putin. The message read, quote, "Putin failed to kill Alexei Navalny and therefore decided to put him in jail for 2 years and 8 months. We will never tolerate a government that kills opponents and imprisons innocent people." The court found Navalny violated his parole from a prior 2014 suspended sentence by failing to notify prison authorities of his whereabouts when he was evacuated to Berlin for treatment following a near-fatal poisoning attack. "What more could I have done?" Navalny asked the court. "I was in a coma." International media investigations suggest that Navalny is correct to blame Russian security services as the source of the attack. They're believed to have laced his underwear with the military-grade nerve agent Novichok. While he was traveling in Siberia last August, Russian authorities deny this. The opposition politician has long argued his 2014 conviction for embezzlement was politically motivated to disqualify him from running for office under current Russian law. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The United States said Tuesday it was too early to accept an Iranian proposal for the European Union to help revive a nuclear deal, reiterating calls on Tehran to come into full compliance with the 2015 pact aimed at keeping it from developing nuclear weapons. President Joe Biden's administration will be, quote, "consulting with our allies, consulting with our partners, consulting with Congress before we're reaching the point where we're going to engage directly with the Iranians and be willing to entertain any sort of proposal." That's a quote from State Department spokesman Ned Price speaking to reporters on Tuesday. The deal, known formally as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, was signed by Iran as well as China, France, Russia, the United Kingdom, the United States, Germany, and the European Union. Former U.S. President Trump withdrew the United States from the deal in 2018 and reimposed sanctions on Iran. Iran later announced it would no longer abide by the limitations of the deal, but it left open the possibility of resuming compliance at a later date. President Joe Biden has announced his interest in resuming U.S. participation in the pact. Northern Ireland temporarily suspended some inspections at two ports late Monday after threats of violence and increased tensions have been reported in the area. Graffiti was discovered in Belfast, describing port staff as targets. Staff have also reported suspicious behavior, such as people writing down license plate numbers. Police say they're increasing patrols near ports of entry. A spokesman for the European Commission Tuesday announced they had withdrawn European Union staff from the Northern Ireland ports as a safety precaution and condemned the violence. Many pro-British unionists fiercely oppose the new trade barriers introduced between Northern Ireland and the rest of Britain as part of the Northern Ireland Protocol. It's a standalone deal for the region after Britain left the European Union. Pakistan began its COVID-19 vaccine drive Tuesday, with frontline healthcare workers slated to receive inoculations first. And a British World War II veteran who raised millions of pounds for health service workers on the front line of the battle against the coronavirus has died, age 100, after contracting COVID-19. The family of Captain Tom Moore announced his death on Tuesday. Moore struck a chord with lockdown Britain by walking around his garden with the help of a frame to raise £38.9 million. That's about $53 million for the National Health Service. He ended up being knighted by Queen Elizabeth. He broke 2 Guinness World Records, scored a number 1 single on the pop charts, wrote an autobiography, and helped set up a charity. Britain's Queen Elizabeth and numerous British politicians are among those sending condolences to the family. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.